Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard. Some experiences are personal, others are meant to be shared. MasterCard presents Priceless Picks, a place to share at priceless.com.
From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The evangelical preacher Jimmy Swaggart once called music the new pornography. The New Pornographers are a Canadian band, and they've just released their best music in their 10-year history. The Vancouver group is blessed with two gifted songwriters. A.C. Newman writes the majority of the songs, but Dan Behar wrote three tunes on the new CD. Add that to the stunning voice of Nico Case, and you got one of the best bands making music today. The New Pornographers album is called Challengers, and this track's called Myriad Harbor.
I took a plane, I took a train.
Ah, who cares? You always end up in the city.
I said to Carl, look up for one.
See just how the sun sets in the sky.
I said to John, do you think the girls here
ever wonder how they got so pretty?
Oh, well, I do.
Look out upon the Myriad Harbor.
Other boys with their homemade microphones
have very interesting sounds.
Other girls fall into ruin, dropping out of school, breaking daddy's heart
just to hang around. I walked into the local record store and asked for an American music anthology. It sounds fun.
They tore off my skirt and stuck it on the walls at PS1.
A CD that'll surely make it to the best of the year lists. It's by the New Pornographers. It's called Challengers. And the song we played was Myriad Harbor. We'll feature the New Pornographers in a live concert from the 930 Club in October. Go to npr.org/allsongs and sign up to our newsletter for more details. The group Bishop Allen spent all of 2006 writing and self-releasing four new songs just about every month for a year. The Brooklyn Tunesmiths Justin Rice and Christian Rutter selected 10 of those songs to re-record, along with a few new ones. Those tracks make up a brilliant pop CD called The Broken String. I love the way this next tune builds up. It's called Flight 180.
It's like you took the giant Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center around. You spread it out paper thin, but you were careful not to break a bulb. And then you mirrored it a millionfold to shine and shine and shine along. And there's a tap on my knee. Bring up your seat back, please, she says. But I know she means, if you feel like dancing, dance with me. And some of the lights below shine directly on the people I know. Their lives take such strange shapes, but how together they appear from above. I guess that could be love. My friends, I'm coming home. And then the captain speaks. It's clear in 44 degrees, but I know he means, if you feel with me. But I've been out past the lights to where the
Bishop Allen's a band. And though they're from Brooklyn, New York, they recorded their new CD, The Broken String, at Black Watch Studio in Norman, Oklahoma. The new folk artist Josh Ritter continues to surprise me. I keep expecting something predictable in his music, the typical kinds of tunes singer-songwriters make, but I always wind up pleasantly astonished. Josh Ritter himself was tired of writing on the acoustic guitar, so he found himself an upright piano, something he's not especially good at playing, and he began recording bits of wordless tunes and fragments of melodies. The songs that grew out of those recordings are on a new CD called The Historical Conquests of Josh Ritter. And even though the lead-off track sounds a bit like Bob Dylan's I Want You, it comes off fresh and mysterious all the same. The song's called To the Dogs or Whoever. Josh Ritter. The new CD is called The Historical Conquests of Josh Ritter. It was recorded in Maine, and that lead-off track is called To the Dogs or Whoever. From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We last featured Manu Chao on All Songs Considered more than 7 years ago. It's been a long time between CDs for the man who sold millions of records around the world. Manu Chao was born in France. His parents ran from Spain in the 1970s to escape Franco's dictatorship. Manu Chao was inspired by punk. Often his music is fueled by politics. He sings in English sometimes, in Spanish others, maybe some French, and at times in Portuguese. His new CD is good, but at 21 songs, it was more than I needed. This track from Manu Chao is called Politic Kills.
Politics. Politic needs your mind. Politic needs human beings. Politic needs lies. That's why, my friend, it's an evidence. Politic is violence. Why, my friend, it's an evidence. Politic is violence. Drugs, politic use bombs, politic need torpedoes, politic needs blood. That's why, my friend, it's an evidence. Politic is violence. Why, my friend, it's an evidence. Politic is violence. Politic need force, politic need cries, politic need ignorance. Politic need lies. Politic kills, politic kills, politic kills. Politic kills, politic kills, politic kills. Politic kills, politic kills, politic kills. Politic kills, politic kills. Cries. Politic need ignorance. Politic need lies. Politic need force. Politic need cries. Politic need ignorance. Politic need lies.
Manu Chao, the new CD is called La Radiolina, and that song was Politic Kills. With a love of the car chase, cheerleading, and the band Sonic Youth, the Go Team, and that's Go with an exclamation point, the Go Team makes very fun, poorly recorded music, guaranteed to put a smile on my face. From the new CD called Proof of Youth, this is the Go Team, and the song's called Fake ID.
Oh,
the music from the Go Team. They're from Brighton, down on the southern coast of England. Their new CD is called Proof of Youth. What began as a PhD project has become a wonderful music project. We end our show with some Benga music and the sounds of the band Extra Golden. Benga is dance music from Kenya, music that has a bright, distinct guitar sound. But you can hear American fuzz guitar in this Benga band. Extra Golden are two Washington, D.C. musicians and two Kenyan musicians. A few years ago, the band's singer and guitarist died. Their future was in doubt. In 2006, they were, however, invited to perform in Chicago, and with the help of an Illinois senator, the band reformed with a new Kenyan singer. Now they've written a praise song for that Illinois senator. It's called Obama. It's 7 minutes long, so enjoy the journey. From NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. Check out our archive of great concerts, including Femi Kuti, The National, Peter Bjorn and John, Richard Thompson, and 100 more. And subscribe to the podcast and have the show automatically download to your computer. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Pilot magic, Mama.